This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic logo and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. This morning, we're speaking with Mr. David Chambat out of Singapore, the founder and CEO of Villa Finder, an innovative platform for consumers to find and book a villa in Asia. Villa Finder, a Singapore-based company, owns and operates distribution platforms for villas in Bali, Phuket, Samu, Sri Lanka, and Mauritius. And certainly exciting stuff here. If you're looking to go on a vacation anytime soon, David is the man to talk to. David, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
So, David, tell us a little more about yourself and VillaFinder.com to kick things off.
Well, I'm from France originally. I've been in Asia for now about 15 years. I used to work for a hotel website startup in Singapore. That was about, from 10 to 5 years ago. And then that's when I saw the villa and the whole vacation rental segment booming in Asia, and particularly in Bali. So I started VillaBali.com in 2012. So VillaFinder.com started actually as VillaBali.com 4 years ago. The whole concept was to make villa bookings in Bali easier. So this worked really well. We've been profitable just after 6 months in business. We've grown since from Bali to 4 new destinations. So we now have 5 destinations in Asia under the brand VillaFinder.com. We are an asset-light company. We don't own any villa. We market villas from private owners. And we're really focused on providing the best customer experience. So we're getting the best properties, the best villas in Asia. We now have more than 1,000 villas in Asia, in Bali, Thailand, Sri Lanka, Mauritius. And we're serving customers out of more than 80 countries. We do half of our revenue in 2 countries, though, Singapore and Australia. So we're very focused into Southeast Asia and Australia.
Shifting gears a little, what is the one lesson that you wish you had known before starting up?
Oh, interesting question. I think a lesson that I always learned in business school, but that I never really believed, was the Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong, and that's something that business schools always tell you, but you don't really believe in it. But now that I started, I know that Murphy's Law is true, and I think that has been an amazing learning. Is that indeed, when you work in a small organization in a new market with new products, new services, new clients, basically anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Whether it is people, whether it's your own people, your clients, your suppliers, economic uncertainty, legal matters, etc. So you have to be on your toes really all the time. Very little rest time. But maybe that's the fun of it. Maybe that's the fun of starting a business.
Does anything come to mind when we talk of challenges, a recent challenge that you've incurred and how you overcame that?
I think an interesting thing about VillaFinder.com as well is that we very much rely on people. Even though we are a pure internet company, customer service and owner services are very important to us. So we rely on people. So I think one of our main challenges is really human resources, is really recruiting the best people. So recruiting very well, but mostly also keeping those people on board. So we've learned, I mean, and it took us, I guess, at least a couple of years to have all the HR process in place to, you know, first of all, display the job offers as well as we can, have the best channels, the best website to actually display those job offers, and then have the hiring process to make sure that we recruit not only talented people, but also people that will fit into the company's culture. And in small organizations, it's amazing, like, you know, having the right people with the right culture into your team makes a difference. And, you know, on the contrary, having a black sheep into a small team can actually create a lot of troubles extremely quickly. So I think the main challenge that we're facing is really, you know, finding and keeping the best people on board.
And thanks for sharing that today. We are speaking with David Chambot, the founder and CEO of Villa Finder, an innovative platform for consumers to find and book a villa in Asia, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond within hours. You'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you want, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/ePodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, David, when one goes to the website villa-finder.com, tell our listeners what they can expect by visiting the site outside of the obvious.
Well, what you can really expect when you visit our website is really a true and sincere selection of the best villas in Asia. So I think our USP, our point of difference, is that we handpick and we select all the products that we have on the site. So, you know, again, and that's our difference versus the, you know, the global companies that are Airbnb or TripAdvisor, and is that all the products on our site are guaranteed and certified. So no villa owner can just come in and list a villa. It has to go through a selection process so that, again, we ensure customer service and customer satisfaction to all our clients. And again, I mean, I think we are fighting for this USP. This is really our point of difference, and that's why people are booking with us, actually.
And if you would, tell us what's next for villa-finder.com. Anything in the works that you're looking to implement there?
Yeah, I think we've come to a stage where, you know, we're really growing by adding new destinations. So last year we did add Sri Lanka and then Thailand, and we just added 2 weeks ago Mauritius Islands. So we now have about a dozen villas for rent in Mauritius. So we are now focused on you know, working hard to onboard another, let's say, 100 villas in Mauritius. So, and then we will be looking at new destinations in Asia. I think our DNA is really in Asia. We, you know, that's where we have, you know, we know the markets well, we know the people well, we know the customers well, we know the owners well. So our next step is really to you know, continue building up our products and our services in Asia. So we're certainly going to be looking at a couple of new markets within the next 18 months in Asia.
Exciting times, without a question. Lastly, if you have one bit of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs today, one bit of advice, what would that be?
Well, I think also one of our differences is that we have bootstrapped the company. So we have financed the company with our own money. And so we've kept it away from investors. And I think this has been an interesting challenge. I think bootstrapping a company really makes sense when you can do it, of course, when you're asset light, because number one, you'll be much more customer focused. So I think if you can bootstrap, do it, because then all the money will be coming from your customers. So obviously you will have to listen to your customers and you know, build up the best products and services for them. I guess also number two is that if you're looking for investment, if you're looking for VC or for business angels money, this is going to take you a lot of time. And I always think that one of the reasons why our company worked out so well and so rapidly is that we put all our time into our customers and into our product, and we didn't have to spend time on, you know, finding money basically. And third point, I think when you're bootstrapping, I think obviously you're very much focused and disciplined about finance and about the way you spend your money. So I guess bootstrapping also helps, you know, having the right financial discipline. So for those three reasons, I think bootstrapping is really a great way to start a business. So if you can do it again, if your business is a asset light business, try to bootstrap it. I think it's a great way not only of saving money, saving capital, etc., but also having maybe a better discipline when running the business.
Certainly some great advice from someone who's walked the walk and have gone through it and have seen success. It is villa-finder.com. Mr. Shambhat, we thank you for your time and for visiting with us here on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. David Shambhat, the founder and CEO of Villa Finder, an innovative platform for consumers to find and book a villa in Asia. Villa Finder, a Singapore-based company, owns and operates distribution platforms for villas in Bali, Phuket, Samu, Sri Lanka, and Mauritius. And once again, it is villa-finder.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.